You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cam, what is your take on the Niners defense so far through four games? Last week, no QB hits, no sacks, and they're yet to have an interception other than the one that got taken away last weekend. What have you thought about the defense so far?
You paint such a dark picture of this defense, Dibs.
Yeah. I just laid out facts, Cam. I apologize if the facts disturb you.
I did too the other day, saying all of Salah's words took all the attention away from the fact that last game they had, like you just said, no sacks, no hits, no takeaways, no interceptions. Not good. But the first three games I thought was very surprising because nobody was lighting up this defense that has a lot of new pieces in place. And it's not just, like, everybody expected like five rookies were going to start on defense. No, that's not the case. They're rotating some rookies in. Some guy like Nick Martin is not playing again tonight, so he's in a healthy scratch through five games here. But Mikel Williams, Alfred Collins, CJ West going to play tonight with a cast on his thumb. I thought they've done better than expected, but without Bosa, I mean, Robert Saleh has got to, like, he's going to have to blitz. He's got to have to do something just to keep the Rams off balance because, you know, Nick is not that, like, everybody wants Nick Bosa to have three sacks a game and be a TJ Watt, and he's getting paid like it. But what Nick did really well was he set the edge in the run, was very relentless on every play. And I don't sense that from anybody else on the defensive front. And they're going to need all those guys to step up. They brought in Travis Gibson from the practice squad. This guy is, he's fast and smaller defensive end, so I'm really curious to see if he enhances that pass rush because they sure as heck need it. And so he replaces Robert Beal in that rotation tonight. So keep an eye on him because seeing him come in fast off the edge opposite Bryce Huff, then that's the only way they're going to probably get to Huff. I mean, to get to Matthew Stafford, unless they're blitzing Upton Stout from the slot and praying that somebody else can cover Puka.
Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, all over the Niners and down at SoFi tonight for Niners-Rams. All right, so Cam, do we have to wait the whole month of October for them to make this defensive line acquisition that we know they're going to make?
I don't know. I don't think it's so simple that they would go out and get Trey Hendrickson, right? They traded for Bryce Huff, right? It's like, okay, was that their one defensive line trade? If they're in contention, then yes, you have to wait. They're not going to make that move while they're, what, 3-3 or 4-4. They have to have only maybe two or three losses to say, all right, we're in good situation to win the division. Let's go get that piece. Because if they're back, if they fall down to about a 500 team, they're not going to make that trade.
But they did back when they got McCaffrey, as you recall. They were 4-4 after not being able to run it against Atlanta, and at that point they made the move. So do you think it's reliant on the record, or is it more just an eye test thing?
If you'll recall, going back to that McCaffrey trade, I was on record saying I did not expect it to happen. So, yeah. I mean, it worked out so well for them that they were able to outbid the Rams to get him. And I think it was a perfect sweet spot because he is exactly what this offense needed. Defensive line obviously needs another defensive end that has a presence to him. But it's not an every down position. I don't know how much they want to mortgage their draft picks because this year's been all about the youth and spending your money elsewhere. So that's why I say they have to have a really strong record if they go after him. Because the rest of the NFC West looks like they have a really good record, right? I mean, the Rams and the Seahawks are both 3-1. The Cardinals are 2-2. I guess we have a month of stuff to talk about on 95.7 The Game. And you can let your trade talks continue.
That's correct. And actually, we're going to continue it right now because my next question would be, what if it's not Trey Hendrickson? What if there's someone
that's... it'll be Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, there you go.
There
Jonathan
is.
Kuminga, defensive end. You know, he doesn't fit on the Warriors. Maybe he'll fit on the 49ers.
There's guys out there. Like,
right.
The beauty of it is I mean, that's like just... Like, don't focus in on one guy because other teams are looking at that guy too, right? Like, other
sure.
people are going to outbid the Niners for the most part, probably. But it's a rental because you're going to have to pay that guy a ton of money. And it's like, I wouldn't be opposed to it because both are going to be coming off. Like, that's a really serious injury, right? It's his ACL, and he's done it before. He's come back from it. But, you know, Bryce Huff's not long-term, so I wouldn't be opposed to them going and getting him. But they're going to have to scour and find guys. But again, like it's more of a youth movement defense that they got going.
Cam, do you have a finger on the pulse at all on where the Brock Purdy thing sits? Like, what does the organization want to do? Do you think he plays in Tampa?
It's a good question. I don't know, but what I did like to hear from Brock the other day was he said it does not feel as bad as it did after Seattle. Okay, so he aggravated it, sure, and it was sore, and he's smart not playing in this game against a very good defensive front where he'd be under pressure on artificial turf, right? So I think the fact that he didn't aggravate it to the point where it's like, oh, he really tore it apart. I mean, I've seen him walking around. I've seen the toe, gentlemen. I saw that toe in New Orleans, and it was not discolored. So I was like, okay, it's not like it doesn't look like a career ender or something like that, which a turf toe can be. I don't think people realize that, but I think they're smart to sit him out this week. I think, and I get it why you played him last week. It's like, he was feeling better. He practiced, he wanted to like test it out. And obviously it didn't work out well. And it wasn't just Brock. There were so many parts about that game, about this team, that's not good yet. So, will he play next week? I don't know. We're going to have to send me, is Mac Jones going to be healthy enough to play next week? It seems like every week they got to check their quarterback's health and see who's healthy enough to play. Cause Mac was dealing with a serious knee injury last week. He's got, I don't know if everybody's paying attention to Mac Jones' suit game, but he came in with the black and red, like checkerboard, you know, it looks kind of funky. And we had fun in the media with Mac. I think it was last week or the week before about, he has like 50 suits. And, so when he was coming off the press conference this week, I go, so Mac, nobody asked, but you know, we're all asking you about your attire. I go, how many knee braces do you own? So I can report exclusively here that Mac Jones owns 5 different knee braces. He arrived with the 49ers with 3. So he's added 2 to the arsenal. And I'm sure that one will be on his knee tonight.
There you go.
There it is. All right. Well, Cam Inman on the scene, and who knows, maybe they'll surprise us tonight, huh?
Who knows?
Thank you, Cam.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night. Enjoy the game.
Yep. Thanks,
you
Cam.
Too. Bay Area News Group. Cam Inman joining us live on the scene.
Yeah.
SoFi Stadium, knee brace number 3.
He's got 5 knee braces.
Yeah.
That's troubling. It's troubling. As a guy who wears a knee brace pretty often, I got the 1, but if you're an NFL player making millions, I guess you can have different ones, and he probably has different ones for different knees and different ailments.
Yeah. What's like, he's like, this is my Thursday night artificial surface.
Could
one.
Be.
Like,
or maybe it's my ACL or this is my PCL knee brace. Depending on which ligament is hurt, you have different braces that do different things. My leg is severely crooked, so I have a knee brace that kind of straightens my leg out, and Yeah, I don't know if that's a drip drop, the fact that I have a crooked leg, Randy, but sure, let it fly.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody has one. You do. Whoop.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I get it. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Those of you on hold, stay right where you are. Let's get back to the phones. We got some time for you here. The injury thing seemed to be on people's minds. Let's talk it out. What do you want to say about this injury thing when it was indicated earlier today that Kyle Shanahan has failed to keep people healthy? Someone called a little bit ago and they were like, you brought up a few names around the league. You want more? You want more? I know the Niners situation tonight. I get it. But there are cues all over the league right now. 888-957-9570. We'll get back to your calls. And then don't forget, the pick. The pick.
The pick is in.
He's 16-3. The pick is happening in exactly 38 minutes. So at 4:50, be here on Willard and Dibbs, and the pick will be revealed. In an hour, Tim Roy of the Warriors is going to join us on Willard and Dibbs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
It's Uncle Scott from Sundays. We got a lot of touchdowns to watch together.
On 95.7 The Game.
Probably not tonight. That's why he said he's from Sunday.
Yeah.
On Thursday, maybe one.
I'm glad I got a kicker in tonight's game for fantasy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, your kicker is the Rams kicker, though.
Right. Yeah. And the 49ers are very good at red zone defense. So
they have been.
And they will be.
I don't know that they have faced Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua and Davante Adams and Kyren Williams yet.
Fair enough. They haven't. And I would say I would put the over-under on field goals tonight at 4.5 total, both teams. Might be more than that even.
Wait, say that again?
Total field goals made tonight, over-under, 4.5.
Oh, I would take the under.
Under 4.5 field goals?
That's a lot of field goals.
The Niners don't really score in the red zone.
Understood.
And the Rams kicker is really good.
Yeah,
and he kicks a lot of field goals.
Yeah, but you got to make them all. And even so, like, even if you attempt 5, I feel like that's getting to be a high number, and then you got to make them all.
Eddie doesn't miss, and yes, neither does Cardi. He just gets them blocked occasionally.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. Boy, this is going to be an interesting one. Or, maybe it won't be. I hope it's an interesting one.
I'll let you know what's going to happen here in about half an hour.
The pick is coming in 31 minutes. Okay?
Yep.
And, ooh, we have an update. The number has moved significantly.
Well, depends on where you shop.
No, it was at FanDuel, it was 8.5 when we started our show.
Oh, it was?
That's a fact.
Okay.
And it is down to 7.5.
Well, because DraftKings, it still is at 8.5.
Yeah.
ESPN bet is 8.5.
FanDuel has moved to 7.5. Somebody showed up with some Niners money.
At FanDuel?
Yeah.
Yeah, because DraftKings is still 8.5, and ESPN bet is still 8.5. So, I don't know. Normally, it doesn't work like that unless somebody just, yeah, like you said, showed up to the duel with about 100K and just plopped it right there on the Niners. But these lines only move like a half a point.
I saw it at one house this morning at 9. It was at 9 when I was already here in the building.
Wow.
Yeah, so like it's all over the place. And so you can say the pick is in, but who knows? Maybe the Niners will only be a 3.5-point dog a half hour from now. Like, we'll have to see what happens.
Well, then the pick would switch if that's, if I was taking the Niners at 8.5.
I was going to say, don't show your hand.
I'm not.
Okay.
But, you know, if it goes from 8.5 to 3.5, it's a different ball game now.
Different ball game. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Sunnyvale Architect. Hello, Sunnyvale. What are you doing?
Gentlemen, I just wanted to bring up a real idiosyncratic point that I noticed the other day. I was watching some old films, and this doesn't relate to the lower body injuries, but to the upper body injuries. Take a look at some of the old films where Deion Sanders is scoring or guys are scoring. They're wearing heavy pads, heavy upper body pads. And now I think they've stripped down these players to like their Formula One racers, so there's no padding on the shoulders. So I think to some degree the padding decrease has contributed to more injuries, upper body injuries.
Well,
I noticed that by observing. I just wanted to lay that out to you guys that I think that's a big difference.
Well, here's what I would say to that, Sunnyvale, and thanks very much for the call. I would have a very difficult time thinking that through all of these years that the equipment that football players are using has somehow gotten worse and somehow is less aerodynamic, less effective, less targeted at making them healthy. The second part of your call that I think it's just a leap, which is to say there are more injuries now than there used to be in football. Maybe it feels that way. We've got a lot more information than we used to have. There's a lot more hoops to jump through in order to play. There's a blue tent now on the sideline, and there's an independent neurologist and all of these things that are going on, where back in the day that you're talking about, it was very much like, here's some smelling salts and some dirt, get your ass back out on the field. But like, we know enough retired football players to know that like... There were plenty of injuries back then.
There were
plenty.
A couple things with his call. One, I agree with him about the equipment because the players now are looking to be faster and more agile. And so less pads, less equipment is going to allow you to be a little bit more streamlined and a little bit quicker. And the other thing, and I'm going to borrow from Dr. Pandya, friend of the program from UCSF Medical, after the Bosa injury, the torn ACL, he said something, and I'll paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me, but basically what football players, especially these bigger guys, defensive ends like Nick Bosa, you're putting so much more strain on your body than the old school defensive ends, where now Nick Bosa needs to be really, really fast. He needs to bend at a certain angle. Yep. You're going to build up your body in ways that I'm just going to borrow Deacon Jones because he's the late, great Deacon Jones is one of the old school great pass rushers. And, you know, he'd just come up and double slap you in the helmet and he'd just bully you. You weren't bending at the angle that these people bend, and you weren't developing your body at the places where these guys are now developing their body. And, you know, no matter what the position is, you've got to be bigger, stronger, and faster. And sometimes the fitness and the strength and the body composition is out developing the ligaments and the tendons and the rest of your body. And so I do think that that is part of, and you could look at injuries in any sport, that's partly why now I think we see more injuries and, you know, Achilles injuries.
But
and
do we?
I think we do.
Do we know this, or are we just guessing? Because
well,
I'd also...
There's a couple things. One thing, like in the 60s, for example, if you tore your ACL, and back then it's just like, you wrecked your knee. Well, when you wrecked your knee, that was it, because we didn't have the surgery at that point to repair the ligament. So now, Nick Bosa has torn his ACL 3 times. 2 on the one side, 1 on the other, and there's no doubt he's coming back. And I would bet that he tears his ACL for the 4th time.
Well, let's not say that.
I'm just saying, the point is, like, when you have these injuries now, it's not only you're going to return, there's no doubt. Brandon Ayuk, the injury that he had, that would be it.
That's a career ender.
It's over.
Yeah.
And now it's like, tough break.
I also think this, like, because I have no idea if that's true or not. I understand the perception, but, like, let me give you this example. Because he brought up Deion Sanders. We're not going back to the 60s. That's not that long ago. So, all right, let's go back to the 90s, if you will. I was a big football fan in the 90s. I didn't know if Tampa Bay's running back was hurt. But in 2025, I've Google searched it 8 times in the last 48 hours. So I know everything that's going on with Bucky Irving. Did you know that his shoulder hurts too?
I had no idea.
Turns out his shoulder hurts too.
I don't have him on my team.
He was in a walking boot at practice. He had crutches, Dibs. See, now there was his foot got caught underneath a defender last week, and Todd Bowles was a little concerned about it after the game, and then he showed up this week in a walking boot. Todd still won't rule him out. It's possible that he could practice tomorrow. He is going to have to shed the walking boot in order to play on Sunday. We'll learn that on Friday, but right now they're calling him day-to-day. But if he can't play, then Rashad White will start and Sean Tucker will back him up. Did you get all that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Tampa Bay running back room. I didn't know anything about that 30 years ago. I didn't even know who the hell was on Tampa Bay 30 years ago. And so I think that a lot of this whole injury thing, we're more aware of it. I don't have any data. I could be completely wrong. It could be different kinds of injuries. It might be more. For all I know, it might be less. But when there's a major injury in the NFL now, there is such a ripple effect through gambling and through the way we play this whole thing now that we're so aware of it that I feel like we think there are more injuries because they personally affect us now. I've never been affected when something happens to a Chiefs wide receiver before. But now, like the Buccaneers lost their running back. And I'm spending half my week trying to figure out what I'm going to do about it.
Yeah, because you have to replace them on
That's
your
right.
fantasy team.
That's
and
right.
The information is much more readily available. I get that. But also, I think what Dr. Pandya and other people have put out there is in large part true, where the body now, you're asking these people to do things that they never did before. And I think about basketball players where, you know, if you're an NBA player, for example, you're going a lot harder, you're playing year round, and you're doing things that players like, I don't know, Rick Barry, for example.
Yeah.
Rick Barry played in a different way. Now, in order to be successful, you've got to be able to elevate and, you know, jump 40 inches, and you've got to be stronger, and you've got to have all these other things that are specialized about your body, and the body can only withstand so much of that. And I'm not saying that, you know, Nick Bosa is not a unbelievably well-trained and highly tuned athlete, but the way he plays football is markedly different than the way players played football 40 years ago, because you didn't have to be that kind of a specialized, high-octane edge rusher. You just were bigger and stronger than the guy in front of you, And the guy in front of you was probably a plumber in the offseason. He was a big guy who, for three months out of the year, you know, you put down the pipe wrench and you played football, and now these guys are all, you know, unbelievably elite athletes, and the body can't necessarily withstand all that.
No, I get that. I don't know the answer. I don't know if there are more injuries, if there are different injuries. I really don't know. But I do know that even if it seems like there are, I do know that they get reported in a different way now than they did back then.
And I do think that there are more injuries, and I'm thinking about baseball where, okay, before Tommy John, if you blew out your arm, you blew out your arm, and that was it. But now, if you haven't had Tommy John surgery yet and you're a major league pitcher, you might as well go ahead and schedule it, because you're out here, and you mentioned it yesterday, the Mason Miller, he threw a pitch yesterday 104 miles an hour.
104 and a half.
104.
And he painted it on the black on the outside corner.
Right. And so,
I mean, what are we doing?
Right.
It's even not a hittable pitch.
Remember Goose Gossage when we were kids?
Sure.
And he was the fireballer, and he had that cool mustache, and he might have thrown like 96, something. But nowadays, pitchers are being asked to max out all the time. And football players, if you are, you know, Nick Bosa or any of these other elite edge guys, you're being asked to run a 4.5 40 and be able to bend and get around the tackle and, you know, get in there and cause mayhem. So I do think all of that in sports, it becomes more inevitable just based on what we expect from these guys.
I can't, you know, again, confirm, deny, what have you. I just look at this situation, and I know it's difficult. I know it's a bummer. Maybe I'm wrong, but I have the hardest time looking at the 49ers situation as we get ready for this game that's in 50 minutes and all of the injuries that have taken place and somehow arrive at the conclusion that Kyle Shanahan did this, or that the 49er uniform did this, or that John Lynch did this with who they pick.
Mike Shanahan did it, apparently.
Well, there was that.
The curse
there was,
is in.
There was like a seance or something, but I don't know how to answer the whole, like, why does it feel like it's every year? But I would bet this. This is something that I would put a chip in the center of the table about. I know that there's some data that the Niners have been among the most injured teams for most of the years during Kyle Shanahan. But there's also got to be something to the effect of, like, they emotionally hit us more. If you're a 49er fan, you're aware of them more. Like, do we even – I know that the Niners go out there with their backup quarterback and they're missing their tight end and their receivers. Do we factually know that the 49ers are the most injured team this year? Do we even know that?
I don't think we know that.
I mean, I haven't seen that stat. I know everybody thinks that. I know it feels that way. But I know that there are tons of other teams that are really dealing with a lot of crap right now when it comes to the injury bug. And quite frankly, dealing with injuries that are even more damaging. One of the reasons Trey Hendrickson might be available to the 49ers is because the Bengals have had the worst injury of the year. They're the ones who started out 2-0 and then all of a sudden were like, so your season's over. You don't even know it yet. You're 2-0. You're in first place. Your season's over. You don't know that yet in the locker room, but it is. And look what they've done since. They can't even function.
Right.
They can't even get a first down.
They're struggling.
And Ja'Marr Chase is ticked and accusing his teammates of loafing. This is what happens when a player of that caliber goes
out. Right, when you lose your quarterback.
The Niners haven't had that happen yet.
Well,
Not for the season, though.
Well, he's going to miss his third game in five. So it'll be two games played, three games not played. And so, yeah, they're fortunate that they have a very good backup, and I was mentioning this yesterday to one of our esteemed guests, I think it was Al Michaels, about, you know, Kyle Shanahan, how smart was he to go out there and get Mac Jones? They have a really good, legitimate backup quarterback who is 2-0 since he's been asked to start, and so, yeah, that becomes tantamount, and I thought Jake Browning was going to play better than he has so far. He did last time he came in as a backup, but yeah, Cincinnati's in a world of hurt because they lost their most important guy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, 888-957-9570. The number, the pick is 17 minutes away. I do wonder the effect tonight of this crowd. And I wonder if they've got an opportunity to have an effect on the game. Couple things for you to hear. This became actually quite a moment for our show. We use this quite a bit. This goes all the way back to 3 years ago. Kelly Stafford, she is Matt Stafford's wife, she was on something called the Morning After podcast. And this is what she said can happen, did happen that year when 49er fans invaded SoFi.
I'm not going to lie. I've never seen so many of the opposing team's fans at a game. We came from Detroit, and there are a lot of good traveling teams there, but that was wild. Like, Matthew is on a silent count. And for those of you who don't know what that is, like, he can't, like, when he hikes the ball, it's either a loud count where you can hear him, and that's what usually quarterbacks are on when they're at home, or a silent count. Matthew is on a silent count. Jimmy Garoppolo was not, who's the opposing quarterback. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like that, but It made it very hard for us because I guess, you know, we weren't expecting to be on silent count.
Yeah, made it very hard for us.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
We've played just the it was crazy a lot. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
That the it was crazy we've played to death. We don't play the long version enough. I don't know if you know what that is.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
For those of you who don't know what a silent count is.
It was crazy.
Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have to do that. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
I can't get enough. No.
No, not her. Not
it was crazy.
Yeah.
So it was.
No.
Come on.
And it might be crazy tonight.
Although Cam said a bunch of Niner fans are selling their tickets.
No, but he said they're filing in. And by the way, they get to come in with a different attitude now. Normally, right, everyone's got their chest puffed out. Well, the Niners kind of get to play that fun little underdog role. You'll love this. You love that March Madness tournament like nothing else. The Niners are a 14 seed. Okay? And you're playing Duke. Or Oklahoma or Kansas, you're playing a 3 seed, you're the 14 seed, you walk in, you're like, hey, hon, it's fun that we got tickets to this, let's go out, let's get some nachos or something like that. And then it's halftime, and you're up 10-7, and the group kind of goes, oh, okay, we're still in this thing, hang on a second. Some weird things are going on. Kyren Williams fumbled a football. All right, and then you get to the third quarter. Well, now it's 10-10. But then Mac Jones hits DeMarcus Robinson over the middle and he sheds a tackler. And he breaks one long against his old team. And he's flying down the middle of the field and Dibbs, he makes it. He makes it across the goal line. It's a touchdown. And the Niners have taken a 17-10 lead in the fourth quarter. And now 65% of the crowd gets to play the, yeah. You didn't think that we could be here, but we're here.
We're here.
You get nervous? Because we're just an adorable little 8-point underdog. You wouldn't want to lose to us tonight, would you? I mean, we don't even have any of our players. So there's a vibe. And that there are many ifs before we could get to that. But that's how I could see the stadium becoming an interesting dynamic in the second half if the big underdog can hang around.
Yeah, and that's the way it goes in the tourney. And just doing a brief little bit of research as you were laying that out, I was trying to think, how feasible is this analogy that you're painting? And the 14 seeds have won 14.7% of the time, which is, I mean, that's more than I would have thought.
Yeah.
The last time was Oakland beat Kentucky 2 years ago. They were 13.5-point dogs. And if you think about the tourney, the way you laid that out is kind of the way it happens. Like the 13 seed usually gets that early lead, and then you get to halftime and it's still close. Yeah. And then you get to the under 8 timeout, and the 3 seed's got their hands full now. And the 14 seed has this belief. And so if the Niners are able to be, I don't know, up 17-10, up 17-13 with 9 minutes to go in the fourth, and you force the Rams to punt, Now you're thinking, okay.
I wonder what the percentage is of 7.5, 8-point underdogs in the NFL and how often they actually win the game.
Yeah.
I wonder if it mirrors that.
Probably,
that you just came up with.
Especially so, when you, anyway. Well, and you take into account the fact that the Niners are technically on the road, although as Kelly Stafford just laid out,
it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah, so
crazy.
And then you add in the reality that you don't have your tight end, two receivers, and your quarterback, and then it becomes...
But you've got three professional receivers. You've got four. You have four veteran receivers.
Sure, like, you do.
They've all caught touchdowns in the NFL. They've done it. They can do it.
Right.
They just can put their ass into it.
Sure. I mean, Kendrick Bourne has almost as many drops as catches this year.
I
and the
it.
Other guys have one catch apiece.
But that's this year. These are veteran players. DeMarcus Robinson, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Kendrick Bourne are professional, long-term wide receivers in this league. They're not mincemeat. Like, I mean, they
well,
can...
There's a reason why they aren't starting for this team or any other team.
I didn't say they were sparkly. They're not Puka Nacua. But they're not, you know, they're not rookies. They've done it in this league. They've done a lot of things in this league. Let's go to Big D on the freeway. Hi, Big D. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm just listening on the freeway with the little traffic here and there, Highway 24. I'm going to congratulate Dibs on the picks, man. Amazing. I have to take you to Tahoe with me.
Yeah, thank you.
16-3.
And Willard, too, with his master wisdom of NFL. But we're talking about defense now. And defense plays hard, all breaks, no gas. You know, and other teams see it. They want to get physical with us every week and hit us hard, and that's what's been happening. That's all I can say. I don't want to say it's a bounty or nothing, but if they take our players out, they know they got us, and they went after them.
Big
D, that's what I think. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know, Big D. I know it's not like a sexy or popular take. I really just think it's a thing, and that's kind of the way it goes. In other words, no, I don't think people are targeting the Niners. I don't think people are targeting knees. I just think this is football, and the Niners, again, have had their fair share of bad luck. Do bounty targets and things like that happen in the NFL? They have. It's been proven.
Well,
pick
an injury for the Niners this year and tell me which one was a target. Kittle was running by himself out for 4 weeks. Nick Bosa was double teamed, which happens.
But he was untouched.
He got bent.
He bent
his leg the wrong way.
Yeah.
Juwan Jennings got he got a two piece on a floated ball from Brock Purdy. That wasn't targeting. That was defense.
It's also his third injury.
Ricky Pearsall was just catching a ball. Had a knee, banged a knee. You're right. And I'm trying to remember what happened to the guard, but. He got rolled into.
Yeah.
By maybe his own guy.
I don't think anybody stepped on Brock's toe. At least not on purpose.
No. No,
you know
it
I mean?
Got caught underneath him when he was going to the sideline. So
yeah. I just think it sucks. This is kind of the way it is.
No doubt.
All right, we'll get to more of you. 888-957-9570. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Tim Roy of the Dubs is going to join us in about a half hour. And guess what, kids and campers?
Oh, yeah.
In 8 minutes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Can you sing with that voice? Literally.
I did Daddy Warbucks in middle school, and it was talk singing.
What I'm telling you, Kelly Savalas.
N-Y-C.
That's singing.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, the great Steve Young. And the great Dan Dibley. Minute and a half away.
Woo! Let's go.
Tell you what, it's dramatic around here. And then we're going to get back to the calls. 888-957-9570. This just came in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line. It made me smile. It's from the 707. Hey, guys, God love you. You're firing me up, which is great for me, but probably not so great for my drywall. Please don't give me hope, but also keep doing it.
Yeah, my drywall.
Yeah, like he's punching the wall.
I gotcha.
He's punching the wall. He's so excited because the Niners are about to take over SoFi. Or at least the Niner fans are.
Are you a puncher or a thrower when you get really, really mad?
Thrower.
I've always been a thrower.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. When I get mad. I thought you meant when I get, excited.
No. Like, if you get super mad at something or someone, most people fall in one of two categories. Either you punch or you throw. I'm much more of a thrower as opposed to a puncher. I know a guy who you could tell when he's had a bit of a time with his temper because he comes back with bloody knuckles or scabs on the hand.
Sometimes I give an open-handed, slap to something, maybe. But yeah, I'm going to throw something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw a dish. You know what I mean? I'm like a maniac.
Oh, I threw a meat cleaver at my brother. He had it coming to him. Years of taunting me.
Did you hit him?
No, it'd be a lot cooler if I did. I mean,
well,
this is before that axe throwing became a sport.
I hear you. No, that's back when you used to miss things. You don't miss anymore.
Mm-mm, don't get me mad.
Because you are 16-3. And tonight is game number 20. Well, this one is an emotional one. This one's a difficult one. It is the 20th pick of the year, and Dibs is trying to make it his 17th winner, which is absolutely mind-blowing. But it also comes at a time when it's not only our team, our town, but comes at a time where our team is, down a man, or two, or three. Or four.
Not five.
Or five.
Not six.
We're down almost as many men.
Not six. Not seven.
As points. The number is in. There's been a little bit of a tremor. It's come down a skosh, but it's still north of a touchdown. A difficult pick, but that's what this man has been doing. So, the Niners at SoFi. Could it be crazy? It could be. They're getting 7.5 points. Dibs?
This one is very tough, and I would say that it's been a cogitation sensation. I've gone back and forth and back
cha-ching!
Over and over and over. The advanced analytics tell you that these two teams are very close, but you can throw those out because the Niners don't have a lot of players that have built up these analytics. These two teams always play close games, and SoFi is basically Levi's. And so on the surface, the 49ers are poised and primed, pun intended, to go down there and play a tight game, if not win. And then you look at who's out there and what's going on while they're out there and the matchups. And the more I thought about it, even coming in today, I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oof.
And then I had a talk with Grandy and I stepped back and I thought about it and I took a deep breath and I realized what I had to do. I'm 16-3. You got to take emotion and put it aside. And so I'm just going to do it. I'm taking the Rams and laying the 7.5. Kukush. Kukush. And honestly, I'm 16-3. I should feel more confident than I do. This one is really hard, Mark, because the analytics show you that
it was crazy.
The Niners are better than, I mean, they're not better than a 3-1 record, but they're better than what many people think. And the Rams have vulnerability. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, you asked me if I was the type that when he got angry, if he hit people or if he threw stuff at them.
Oh, no. Ow! That really hit me! Ow! Ow!
I mean, I get it.
Ow! Ow!
Normally you'd run around and clap and sing fade, 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 but the fact that I'm 16-3, all you can do is react with anger.
No, and I don't do the whole fade thing for the Niner games anyway.
Right. Right.
I don't like to bet Niner games.
I mean, this is one where if the 49ers lose by less than 7, I wouldn't be that surprised. If they won the game outright, I'd be stunned. But this is one where 7.5 is a big number.
It's a huge number. You're dancing dangerously close to the idea of a moral victory.
No. No moral victory.
All right.
I mean, you are what your record says you are. Honestly, I could see this going one of two ways. Either the 49ers get shut out, and that's why I mentioned it earlier. They haven't been shut out since 2011.
They're not getting shut out.
Okay. I could see them either losing 27-3 or losing by, 3 points. I don't think they're going to lose by, 8. They're either going to lose by 3-7
why not?
Or they're going to lose by 25. That's my thing. Either they get completely blown away or they lose by, 1 or 2. But I would say the more likely thing is that they get straight up blown out.
Yeah, you're not inspiring a whole lot of confidence because what I'm hearing is they'll either cover or they won't.
Well, that's a fact. It's 7.5.
Yeah, that's true. It's not going to be a draw.
So if you look at those two things, I think it's more likely.
All right.
It's more likely that they get blown off the field than it is they lose a close game.
Okay.
So I'm laying the 7.5 kukush.
All right. There it is.
Yeah. And you hit me with that piece of paper almost in my eye.
Well,
borderline HR.
You didn't even try to duck.
I mean,
I told you it was coming.
Well,
you sat there.
I heard you clanging around with your bottle. I thought you were going to throw your water bottle at me.
No, I didn't throw a water bottle.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right. Dibs made his pick on 95.7 The Game. It's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we're going to preview the Warrior season in a little bit. About 15 minutes away, the great Tim Roy, voice of the Dubs, is going to sit down. We're going to go through everything. We're going to go through everything, all of it.
Even Kuminga?
We might.
You won't.
I might. I might multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, there are questions.
About a lot.
But then there'll be some other questions, too.
Sure.
We'll get to all kinds of things with Tim. And then don't forget that, by the way, the preseason, with it coming around the corner real soon, Tim and many others are going to be out at the 95.7 The Game event at Pier 39 on Saturday. This Saturday from noon to 4, live appearances from Festus Ezeli, Zaza, Kalena Azubuike, Tim Roy, and more. Your chance to win some tickets to the first preseason game Sunday, October 5th, as the Warriors will host LeBron and the Lakers. That happens to be 3 days away. So go out Saturday, maybe win tickets to Sunday. And then we'll be there broadcasting live on the scene. Evan Giddings and Guru are going to be broadcasting from noon to 4. So it's all the hoops. It's the hype. The season is almost here on your station for everything Warriors, 95.7 The Game. Hope everybody has a good time out there. Hope the weather's cooperative and all that good stuff. I can't believe basketball is here.
I'm glad that we can finally focus on basketball as opposed to, I don't know, letters and aprons and QOs.
Oh, thank goodness.
And the cap and the this and the that and agents and all the rest of that crap. So now you have a team, you know who's on it, and they get to go play basketball. And even though it's not real basketball yet, it's preseason, fine, but you're going to get to see a couple of Currys out there dribbling around and shooting. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I actually kind of low-key dig the roster. I mean, there's a lot of things they still got to see come together. You know, Melton's not going to be healthy to start the year. Curry's got to be on the team and then not on the team and then back on the team. I'm talking about the younger Curry, not the older one. But there's some interesting players out there to see how they're going to mix it in. It's a deeper team. There's no question about it. But the main thing today, I'm with you. Wow, what an annoying offseason. Thank goodness it's over. And so now we can do basketball. And so there'll be a lot of that throughout the month. Obviously, right now, we're still talking football, and we're getting ready for the 49ers and the Rams down at SoFi. I want to play a little bit more from John Lynch on the 49ers Talk podcast, NBC Sports Bay Area. A little curious to see how this makes people feel. We played this one earlier where he says the offensive line is playing well.
I think the guys are doing pretty well. Other people seem to think that as well. There's a segment of folks out there that don't, but they can do something about that this week playing against a really good defensive front in the Rams, and we'll have every opportunity.
Okay, so that's fine, and this is my mind is on this because if I had a wish for tonight's game, it would be that the Niners run the ball for 140 yards. Like, do I know how they'll do it? No. Do I think they will do it? No. But that's the wish. Like, everyone wants to constantly just do, well, the quarterback and then the receivers, and we're focused on the high-profile people, and I get it. But the bottom line is the 49ers season is going to look a lot better. They're going to be a lot more of an effective team if they can run the ball. Lynch also did admit that he sees defenses who feel the exact same way, and they are 100% focused on stopping Christian McCaffrey.
Everyone at the top, you sit in these meetings on when you're playing the Niners, and I'm sure right at the top of the list, we've got to stop Christian McCaffrey and the Niners' run game. So it's an emphasis. You can see that people are dedicating their resources. The way they're doing it is a little different. It's usually an eight-man front. I think we're not seeing as much as that, and it's limiting our explosive runs. And so we got to find a way to do that. And the answer is everybody wants to point to the offensive line or Christian. It's everyone. Kyle often says the receivers are the ones that set the tone for our football team offensively, because when they're out blocking and digging out safeties and such, we're really humming. And that's what can spring Christian on some of these explosives.
Okay. That's actually interesting because maybe there's a little bit there in terms of why they haven't been able to get anything explosive. I don't think that's the main reason, but if he's pointing to the receivers, the receiver crew has been a different group pretty much every single game they've played
so far
this year.
And they're not a great blocking group. Your best blocking receivers traditionally have been Brandon Ayuk and Juwan Jennings. Ricky Pearsall is a good blocker. He's still developing that part of his game, but when you have new receivers who don't know the scheme and maybe aren't great blockers, then yeah, that's part of it. But when I look at the run game, they're not even getting to that spot where the receivers can make a second level block because the play is already blown up before they can be impactful.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.